The TV ad war between the Bush and Kerry campaigns has only intensified, with 5 days left before Election Day. NPR's John McChesney has this update.
National security and the war in Iraq still play the central role in the latest round of ads, and the Kerry campaign wasted no time getting out a new commercial when it was reported that a massive amount of high explosives had gone missing in Iraq. It consists of Kerry speaking directly to camera.
The obligation of a commander-in-chief is to keep our country safe. In Iraq, George Bush has overextended our troops and now failed to secure 380 tons of deadly explosives, the kind used for attacks in Iraq and for terrorist bombings. His Iraq misjudgments put our soldiers at risk and make our country less secure.
Brooks Jackson is the director of FactCheck.org, a website that runs down the claims in these commercials.
That's one where the facts are still unfolding. We're not sure whether the explosives were there when the first U.S. troops showed up. They do seem to have been there about the time we invaded. People will make up their own minds, I guess, about how fair or unfair that is.
The Bush campaign didn't issue a response ad to Kerry's charges. Although the candidates are still trading blows over the missing explosives on the hustings, on the airwaves, the Bush campaign is running a 60-second commercial, unusual in this 30-second world, taken from the president's address to the Republican National Convention back in early September.
I've learned firsthand that ordering Americans into battle is the hardest decision, even when it is right. I have returned the salute of wounded soldiers who say they were just doing their job. I've held the children of the fallen who are told their dad or mom is a hero, but would rather just have their mom or dad.
The ad is intercut with film clips of a veteran and a tearful woman in the audience. The president himself tears up and then ends with this note.
I will never relent in defending America, whatever it takes.
Kathleen Hall Jamison of the Annenberg Public Policy Center says the ad is unusual not only for its lengthy display of presidential emotion, but also because it doesn't attack Senator Kerry.
It's trying to say to those who are put off by the very high level of attack in this campaign, there is a positive vision for a second term.
The Bush campaign had said this would be its final ad, but just this morning went back on the attack with another commercial denouncing Kerry as a man who will say anything about Iraq to get elected. But Iraq and national security are not the only subjects addressed in these latest ads. The Kerry campaign has two commercials up in key battleground states like Ohio, talking about jobs and the economy. And just today, launched this commercial offering what sounds like a final summary of the issues Kerry believes will appeal to voters.
If you believe we need a fresh start in Iraq, if you believe we can create and keep jobs here in America, if you believe we need to get health care costs under control, if you believe in the promise of stem cell research, then I hope you'll join me and together we'll change America.
And for its part, the Bush campaign, while hammering away mostly at the national security issue, has also produced one last ad addressing domestic issues. The commercial features a ballot with checkboxes.
When it's finally quiet, here's the choice. President Bush and congressional allies. Strong leadership to protect America. Tax relief. Common sense health care. Strengthen and protect Social Security. John Kerry and liberal allies. Higher taxes. Voting to tax Social Security benefits. Government-run health care. A record of slashing intelligence and reckless defense cuts. Alone in the booth, why take the risk?
Brooks Jackson finds that last line intriguing and guesses that it's aimed at potential crossover voters.
They're appealing to Democrats who might have doubts about John Kerry. Go ahead and vote for Bush. Nobody will know.
And just where are both campaigns airing their ads most heavily? According to the Wisconsin Advertising Project, Florida is getting the lion's share. No surprise there. After three Florida cities, Kerry is up most heavily in New Mexico and Iowa. And after Florida, Bush is up most frequently in Nevada, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Wisconsin University's Ken Goldstein has this advice.
If any campaign has that killer ad still left in the can, now might be a good time to air it.
John McChesney, NPR News.